bitch, please.
Oh, bitch, please my ass.
We're talking about lying this morning. Would you like to know what countries lie the most?
I'm so tired of that little bitch calling me a liar.
Yes, I would.
Where would you think the United States falls if we were looking at like a top 10
I mean,
list?
What kind of lies are we talking about?
Big ones, small ones, doesn't matter.
Any type of lie to any person at any given point.
Your hair looks good. That sort of thing.
Erica, thank you.
Wait, I'm saying it in general just because I looked at you and said it. Doesn't mean I'm saying it to you. Because your hair looks stupid. I would just come out and say it.
Of all the countries in the world, I would think Americans are probably top five.
In line, you would be correct. We are the second biggest liars in the world.
Right.
But this one, I don't think you're going to expect. Who are the biggest liars? Who lies more than big, fat lie in America? That would be Canada.
Huh?
Yes, our sweet, loving, adorable, polite friends to the north, poutine-eating friends to the north, lie. And they lie more than we lie. And I guess it all makes sense now as to why they're so nice, because they're always saying the opposite of what they're actually thinking. If they say your hair looks good, they definitely mean your hair looks stupid.
I'm so tired of that little bitch calling me a liar.
Screw you, Canada!
So... Hope you're proud of yourselves. Teenagers from a bunch of different countries were given a list of mathematical concepts. In each, they had to say whether they were familiar with each one or not. Several of the concepts on the list were totally fake.
Gotcha.
So that's how they caught people exactly, lying or not lying. And Canada gets off the list.
Maybe it's not that they're liars. Maybe their school systems are just really bad. They're just teaching them imaginary math.
I think that's established that that's not true.
Oh.
Okay, you know who else are liars?
Who?
Charmin.
Yeah.
Always the bane of my existence, the Charmin company with their stupid commercials with bears that go in the woods and magically find toilet paper hanging off trays to clean themselves.
It cleans better. You should try it, Skids.
Yeah.
We all go. Why not enjoy the go with Charmin?
And we'll never get an answer to the question of if a bear craps in the woods and no one's around to hand him toilet paper, does it get clean? But this is why we're calling Charmin liars now. They've come out with a new product that they're calling, are you ready for this? The Forever Roll.
Is that like the Forever Stamp?
Exactly like the Forever Stamp. They can join their lying friends at the United States Postal Service.
How dare you?
Who created a Forever Stamp.
How dare you?
Which was never supposed to go up in price until it went up in price.
Yeah, but it's good for forever as long as that price is in place.
The price should have stayed in place. Okay. It should be 47 cents even 170 years from now. Either way, they have said the Forever Roll lasts forever, right? That's why it's called a Forever Roll. And you know how long forever is to the people at Charmin? 1 month.
Oh, that's not
And
forever.
How can you guarantee how long a roll's going to use? Are there instructions on the bag saying one person with a vegan diet that weighs 162 pounds, that if you don't like go off the rails and have a cheat day, then it might last you for one. How do you qualify that a roll of toilet paper is going to last a whole month in any given situation? You don't know.
You don't know, but I do feel like vegans probably go to the bathroom more often than us meat eaters. They're not as jammed up.
And what if someone has allergies like me? I went through like a 24-pack of toilet paper last month alone just from blowing my nose.
Yeah.
They do not know. The product comes in one-user and multi-user sizes. Multi-user has 1,700 sheets. It's a foot in diameter and it weighs 2 pounds.
Just like what happens.
So it's just like the rolls that you could steal from work that really do last forever. Huh. You just have nowhere to hang them.
Okay.
You know those big things that you can put on the wall that you put like a saddle on? You could install one of those. Like a barn hook.
You could just hire someone to be your toilet paper attendant. Hold this.
This is so stupid. I mean, Charmin, I didn't think it was possible to hate you more.
I'm going to go out and buy a pack now.
That's your bitch, please.
Bitch, please. Only on Coyote 102.5.
It's your daily Odele with The Hoff on Coyote 102.5.
Orale!
It is the daily Odele on Coyote 102.5. News of the strange, weird, bizarre, silly, stupid, funny, ironic, local, just things that are indeed gonna make you say...
Orale!
And it's the entertainment report this morning, Erica Viking. And after what has been 3 long decades...
It's true.
The 8th and final season of HBO's Game of Thrones premieres this Sunday, April 14th.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Oh, I know that much, Ygritte. Oh, I know that much, sister. Look at you, you're dead. What do you know? Anyway, back to the point. After what has been just an insanely long wait, speculation from fans about what's gonna go down, who lives, who dies, who ascends to the Iron Throne once and for all, it shall all be revealed in due time,
yeah,
starting this Sunday.
You're setting this up as if like you have nuggets to spill, and you don't, because I don't know anything.
Oh, I might. I am on all the forums, sister. And the latest trailer was just released by HBO titled Together. And I will post that on Facebook if you would like to see it and start drawing your own theories about what's to pass in this, the eighth, final, shortened, much anticipated, long-awaited season of GOT.
Orale!
You drink one, drink two, drink three, Long Island.
AMC's Better Call Saul, filmed right here in the Duke City, of course, the popular spinoff of the ever-popular Breaking Bad. I have on good source that the folks of Better Call Saul are currently, recently, back in town filming the upcoming fifth season. They just got underway with that. But some news from the AMC network, Vikes, in a presser, I guess last week, head of AMC Sarah Bennett said that basically we can expect to not see Better Call Saul on the box until 2020, in a very Game of Thrones-esque move. Well, there is some reasoning for it. Typically, showrunner and writer Vince Gilligan needs time to write, and so he wants a little extra time. This is also the trend we've been seeing since Better Call Saul aired its first season. That one came out initially in February, and then season three came in April. Season four didn't premiere till August. So,
okay, so it's been
a case of getting pushed back.
Okay.
On top of that, so if we were to kind of follow that formula, it seems to be a 2 month jump every time. That would put it at about an October release, but that would put it directly against AMC's other top performing show, The Stupid Walking Dead. And
is
so,
that still on?
Unfortunately. And somehow, yes. So,
how is this still?
I know. So basically, there's a lot of stuff at work and scheduling purposes and what have yous that it will likely be sometime between February and April of 2020 before season 5 of old Slippin' Jimmy McGill graces us once again with his beautiful, coiffed, thinning presence.
Orale!
What do you think about them apples?
I think that's great.
And
give Vince all the time that he needs. He deserves to take his time. I'm just still stuck on The Walking Dead. I can't name one person that's still
Regan,
on it.
Regan. The dude with the three names who used to be on... is he still on it? I don't even know who's on it.
I don't know.
The little boy
seems like
with the buck teeth?
All the original ones would have been dead by now.
Yeah, Walking Dead, you're terrible. That is the Daily Odele. I'm Coyote 102.5. All these stories, trailers, and more going up on Facebook, The Hoff, Erica Viking, Coyote 102.5. Make sure you like all three.
Coyote 102.5. It is 9:34 on your Monday. Now, back in the Daily Odele, The Hoff was talking about something that is finally coming back after... it's been away for a long time. Both of us, rabid fans, very excited. What is it that went away that's coming back? 294-1025, and you're going to get a family four-pack of Isotopes tickets.
It's for their game on April 18th. They're off to a great start this season. It'll be a lot of fun to head out to the lab and cheer them on. So give us a call now, 294-1025. Also, your keyword this hour, bike, B-I-K-E. Go ahead and enter that at coyote1025.com for your shot at a slice of $25,000.
Coyote, who's this?
Hey, this is Will.
Hey, Will.
All right, Will, Hoff and I have been rapidly waiting for something to come back. What is that thing?
You know, it's bucket hats. bucket hats are coming back into style.
Well,
I think the Hoff already has a bucket hat from the last time it wasn't in style.
I appreciate your verve and boldness in your fashion choices. However, it was not bucket hats. But thank you.
All right.
Have a good one, brother. Bucket hats.
That was a terrible answer. Hi, who's this?
This is Mary Jane.
Hey, Mary Jane.
So what is coming back soon that the Hoff and I have been patiently waiting for?
Oh, gosh, I can't remember. I'm sorry.
Did you hear the Daily Orale?
I did, but I have short-term memory loss.
from the minute we asked the question and you called, you forgot?
It's probably from listening to us. We understand, Mary Jane. Thank you.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Good morning, Coyote. Who's this?
My name is George.
Hey, George.
Hey, George. What's the answer?
This is a tough one, apparently, Vikes. Thank you, George. Good morning, Coyote. Who's this? Thank you. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
You want to go to an Isotopes game, Hoff?
Who is this? Yeah, you and I should go.
It's Monica, and I called, got through, and got disconnected.
Monica, what did I say was coming back this Sunday during the Daily Orale?
Oh, my God. Game of Thrones.
You damn right, Monica. You, unlike Jon Snow, know everything. Good stuff. You're going to the Topes, April 18th.
Yay, wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome, Monica. Just tell us, what is the stage with Erica Viking in the Hoff in the morning?
Coyote 102.5.
Getting the right answer took almost as long as Game of Thrones has been off air.
That was nothing short of painful.
Thank you, everybody who did call. Thank you.
You know, and the bucket hats, it's a great answer. Can I just say one thing that I wish? I wish I wasn't so embarrassed to wear protective sunwear hats. Bucket hats. My boyfriend has one. He'll go running and wear it. He doesn't care if he looks stupid in it because it's, you know, it protects you from the sun. I'm going to be one of those people that's 80, completely wrinkled, and refusing to wear a hat that's not cute when I'm out.
Beauty
I just can't
is
do
pain.
It. I can't do it.
It's okay. I think I owned one as a child. I think it was from Old Navy, if I'm not mistaken. Soccer was the one sport I played all growing up, from like first grade through 12th grade. You can wear hats that don't have a hard bill or brim in soccer. And so there were times where I would wear my bucket hat, shoving the Jufro under it, playing soccer.
Well, you're truly one of those people who doesn't care. And I envy you.
Has that not been obvious for 5 years?
It's been obvious. We just never talked about bucket hats before.
Pulled me into his office about what I wear to work.
That's true. Yeah. You are the only one that got pulled in. He wrote a memo to everyone, yet he sent it only to you. That was funny. It's 9:49. We're out of here. But we will be back tomorrow morning.
Oh.
Are you staying? Are you going to stay?
No, Uncle Sam is in next.
Okay.
Yeah, I also got written up for vaping in the studio. He didn't think that was so funny anymore.
after the 10th time he told you to don't do it ever again.
And after the 20th time of me talking about it on my weekend shift that I was doing it in the studio, I think he grew weary. Good stuff.
Thanks a lot, Sam. It was my only connection to smoke anymore. It was my secondhand perversion
seriously
that I was getting in here every
Where's
day.
Where's Vikes going to get her Nick fix now? Jerk.
Or a cold turkey, I guess. Didn't think about the consequences of everyone that this was going to hurt.
One last time, your Coyote keyword this hour is bike. B-I-K-E, bike. Enter that at coyote1025.com. Uncle Sam, the man.
Vape free.
Yeah, we'll have the next keyword shortly after 10 a.m. And Uncle Sam, you are a Jon Snow.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.